We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
$8 million?
Dude, she has not been saving her money well then, because, like, she's been in a ton. Now, I know that, like, not every movie she's been in pays $1 million or whatever, but she's been in a lot of movies. She's had to have made a lot of money in her career.
If you spend a lot of money, it doesn't matter.
I guess that's true. You know what?
Mm.
I wonder if Johnny Depp will, and his legal team will eventually just be like, man, don't worry about it.
I wouldn't.
I mean, they won the public opinion.
I know. I want you to suffer now. You tried to make me suffer. Now I want you to suffer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess he's good. He's, you know.
Oh, God. He's in, like, London now? He's in Europe? He's like the rock star walking around.
Playing with Jeff Beck.
People can't get enough of Johnny Depp. He was, like, canceled.
He was canceled, yeah. But now he's back.
He's uncanceled.
Yeah, and, like, the thing is no matter what movie it is, whatever the next movie is he does, it'll do pretty good because everyone's going to want to go see it.
Well, that's the thing now.
Right?
He was canceled, couldn't get real work. Now, from a business perspective, aren't you going, hey, listen, Johnny Depp might not be the best guy in the world, but a jury of his peers found that Amber Heard was lying about him, and he is such a superstar right now. If we put him in a film, people will want to see it.
Yeah.
They were standing outside a courthouse in Virginia yelling, Johnny,
that's
Johnny.
True.
I think you got to put him in a film.
Man, that's tough, dude.
How about this? Amber Heard was dating at one point after Johnny Depp, one of the wealthiest men in the world.
They broke up.
And now she doesn't have $8 million.
Did they break up?
Elon Musk.
Oh, she was. I forgot that was after Johnny Depp.
She dated Elon Musk.
She sure did. Maybe Elon will help.
He could have, like.
I don't think he's that generous, though. I don't think he's very generous with his money.
But like, if you're dating Elon Musk and you need $8 million, he could snap his fingers and get $8 million.
Oh, yeah.
He could
probably
have
got that in his pocket.
I feel like Amber Heard made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, probably so.
Writing that op-ed.
Pooping in Johnny Depp's bed.
Pooping in Johnny Depp's bed. Hiring these attorneys. They didn't seem so sharp. Not relative to Camille Vasquez.
No, they didn't do a good job.
They got worked by Camille Vasquez.
Yes.
And then she broke up with Elon Musk. He could have covered this for her.
It's true.
She didn't think it through, Big Bad Bennett. She didn't think it through.
You're probably right.
Jeff Calkins is up next.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know, by now it is so smooth you can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you have to drink it straight. It just means, like, if you don't drink it straight, you know, you mix it with something, and you look up and it's, you know, 11:45 at night, and you ain't in no condition to go to the store, and you've run out of your mixer. It's not the nightmare you might think it is. Why? Because it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And I swear to you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense for me, you, anybody else to spend extra money on any other brand, New Amsterdam. That's the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. They also make flavored vodkas. watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit, and don't forget, they got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. Next time you are in a bar or restaurant, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Do we know that Amber Heard broke up with Elon Musk rather than vice versa?
I think that's the way I remember it. Perhaps it was a mutual split.
Is it ever really mutual?
No, I actually do not think so. It is never.
You don't ever think it's ever mutual?
No, somebody wants it more than the other person. The other person might be like, okay, I guess. But somebody always
yeah,
wants it.
I see what you're saying. One's like, I see what you're saying, or might not have had the nerve to pull the trigger or whatever else.
Yeah, I never heard a story where two people at the exact same time came to each other and be like, hey, I got something to talk about. I got something I need to talk to you about. And the other person's like, well, I've got something I need to talk to you about, too, but you go first. And it's the exact same thing. I don't think it usually works. That's not my experiences, anyway.
Well, you know, when Dwan Wagner turned pro, that's how it worked with Calipari. He wanted him to turn pro, and Dwani wanted to turn pro.
I love the way John always spun that story, because the behind-the-scenes stuff was like John was telling Leon Rose, this is all third-hand information. I'm not saying this happened. I'm just saying I heard somebody say this was going on, that John was, once he knew he couldn't get Dwan to come back to school, he was telling Leon Rose, if you can get Dwan to come back to school, I'll send you Quintel Woods. I swear that's what I heard. And here's the thing. Here's the most obvious thing that runs counter to John's insistence that, hey, you know, during the season, you do what's best for my family. When the season's over, you do what's best for your family. And if you're a first-round pick or a top-10 pick, you got to go. That's what he says. If you're a top-10 pick, you got to go. You can't come back to school. Even said, I tore up Dwan Wagner scholarship papers. All right. Let's for the sake of the conversation, let's say that's true. Why was he trying to get Shaedon Sharpe to come back to school?
Right.
Shaedon Sharpe's projected top-10 pick.
Do we know he was trying to get him? Did you hear it in chat?
Well, the whole story from the jump was Shaedon Sharpe is going to work out with us, practice with us this year, but not play, and then he's going to play for us next season. Well, he's going to be a projected top-10 pick in the 2022 NBA draft. Why would he come back next season? Why would you let him come back next season?
Are you a believer, by the way, in Shaedon Sharpe?
Yeah. I have talked to some people who have told me they
Where would you take him? Let's say the top three dudes are gone. Okay? You taking him next?
I don't know, because I really like Jaden Ivey. It's funny, but it's wild because we're now doing these like 20 to 30 minute I Own College Basketball podcast episodes on the elite prospects. And so I really like study and prep for these. Like I watched 45 minutes of film on Chet Holmgren and 45 minutes of film on Paolo Banchero. And I study the data. And I swear to God, after every one of them, I go, man, I love that guy. After every one of them, I go, God, I don't know how you could pass on Chet Holmgren or how you could pass on. I mean, like we just did Jaden Ivey and Keegan Murray. And I'm like, man, I love Jaden Ivey and Keegan Murray. Like,
okay, so sell me on Keegan Murray. That's someone who people like to hate on. Obviously, put up unprecedented numbers or tremendous numbers in the Big Ten, but not athletically off the charts, right?
Not athletically off the charts, but he is 6'8", 225, so real strong, can move his feet well enough to be a switchable big. Like, he can guard wings, can guard bigs. I mean, I reasonably think, you know, in the NBA, in certain situations, he could guard threes, fours, or fives if you went really small. And he's the type of guy that when he gets put in ball screens, he can guard little guys in space. So he's a switchable defender, on the defensive end of the court. And on the offensive end of the court, you know, he shot 49% from three, was a high-level scorer. He can reliably make jumpers. He's got great positional size, and he can guard multiple positions. Like, I think his ceiling is lower than the other guys projected to go in the top five, but I don't see any reason he's not in the NBA for a long, long time. And these sort of, and he's not really a 3-and-D wing because he's more of a power forward, but these guys with length who can guard multiple positions and consistently make 3-point shots, every team needs those. Every team needs those.
Hey, look at the Celtics. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what they are, right?
Yeah.
That's what they got.
Yeah. So, like, those guys used to be called role players. Now they're gotta have them players.
Are you just as sold on Chet Holmgren as the best player in the draft as you were 2 weeks ago when we first started talking to us before you did all your studying?
Yeah. He's got the most upside. If every one of these players becomes the best version of themselves, of what it appears is they're capable of becoming, Chet Holmgren will be the best player in this draft. But, you know, there's no guarantee that he'll become the best version of himself. I'm a believer, but it's not like I'm a believer, and if you even thought about taking Jabari Smith or Paolo Banchero ahead of him, you're an idiot. I totally get it. I would take Chet Holmgren first, but I would take a big gulp and say, I guess we're taking Chet Holmgren. I mean, I've talked to some NBA people who say it's wild the difference of opinions you get on him. Like, you don't really get too many different opinions on Jaden Ivey.
Paolo Banchero, no, you don't get different opinions at all, do you?
Yeah, like everybody says, hey, I don't know what he's going to be on defense. He's not a great athlete, but he's big, strong. He can score, make shots from all over the court.
Yeah,
everybody kind of says, I swear I talked to two different NBA people on the same day about Chet Holmgren, and one of them loved him and said, oh, it's a no-brainer for me. I'd take him first. He'll be a future defensive player of the year. 4 hours later, I'm talking to somebody else in the NBA, and they said, I like him, and I see what you see, but I'm just scared he'd get played off the floor. These are two people who work in the NBA. One thinks
well,
he
that's the thing, though, yeah. And no one would say that about either of the other two.
Right.
So the ceiling may be higher, but the floor feels lower.
I think that's right. Like, you could, it's very easy for me to envision. You look up in 2 years and you go, Chet Holmgren was the best high school player in the country, went to Gonzaga. He was arguably the best freshman in the country for one of the best teams in the country. And you still just missed it because you were so worried about his body. Now look, he's great, like he's always been. I can see that. In fact, that's what I predict. The other side of it's not that hard to envision either, which is, you thought a 7-foot, 195-pound center was going to be a star in the NBA? Come on, man. I can see both sides of it.
How do you feel this draft is in terms of players that might drift down to the Grizzlies? Is it the proverbial deep draft, or are there a lot of interesting pieces of clay that you can mold in this particular draft? How do you feel like this draft is in the 20s?
I think it's a top-heavy draft, and then it's honestly the guy the Grizzlies might target at 22 could, if they didn't pick him, could still be there at 32.
Right, but doesn't it also feel like it's a bunch of lottery tickets for this year? Like, you could also get a guy at 28 who could be as good as a guy you get at 8.
Oh, sure, I could see that. I mean, it's unlikely just because, you know, historically that is unlikely. But, you know, Patrick Baldwin is somebody who's probably going to be available at the bottom of the first round, and this is a guy who was a projected top 10 pick a year ago. So, like, you know, what if you're just buying low there and he becomes what everybody thought he was going to be a year ago? Well, then you've just hit on that. You know, J.D. Davidson was a projected lottery pick at one point. He's probably going to be available in the 20s.
The guy at G League Ignite, Jaden Hardy, how about him?
You know, I've got him going 20th, but he, you know, if I've got him going 20th, he could very easily be available at 22. And that's another guy who, you know, a year ago looked like maybe a top 10 pick. Yeah, like, with all these guys, it's a little bit like when the Grizzlies took, oh God, who was the guard out of Washington who was a heralded high school player?
Wade Baldwin.
No,
Vanderbilt.
The one they took instead of
Tony Roden.
Tony Roden. It's a little bit like, there's a lot of Tony Rodens going to be available in the 20s. Like, they were heralded high school guys, and for whatever reason, they're not projected to go in the lottery anymore. And so, like, boy, you could really get something, or you could just get Tony Roten, you know?
Well, that's why I asked. That's what it feels like to me. Like, there's a bunch of guys who you could hit on. Now, that's not what the Grizzlies typically have taken, right? They don't take swings. It's not, doesn't feel like a Chris Wallace. It feels like more the Chris Wallace approach. But
well, Zaire Williamson was a swing.
Yeah, he was a swing.
Yeah.
So I added something else I was going to say beyond the who broke up with who with okay. the Elon Musk thing. Aren't you glad your kids aren't princes, like, and that everyone is taking pictures? Have you seen this today? It's not a Louis, in fact. Did you see Louis? See Louis the prince?
I have not. I'm believe it or okay, not, so I haven't. Louis, I haven't paid attention to that too much.
Louis is a prince. Go Google him. Google him right now. Google okay. Air. What do you call it? Flyover. Flyer Jubilee. Louis.
Okay.
And so there's the kid, and like all the British papers are, Lewis's mood steals the show. And you see Lewis, like, he's got a million faces. I don't know how old the little dude is, but at one point he's pouting, another point he's screaming, another point he has his hands over his ears,
yeah,
screaming.
I'm seeing him now. Yeah, I'm seeing him now. He's a cute little fella.
Well, he is cute, but then, like, I've had people say he looks like a total brat, you know? Wouldn't it be, like, I don't think life is a four-year-old prince. I mean, or as the parent of a 4 or 5 year old prince or whatever that little bugger is, that would be very difficult. You wouldn't want your 4 or 5 year old to be, you know, every one of their tantrums captured on, you know.
Oh, dude,
by the Fleet Street Press.
Dude, I've got 5 and 8. I got a 5 year old and an 8 year old, and it's just nonstop tantrums. It's just tantrums all the time. Like this morning, we were getting ready to leave. We're walking out the door. Perfect example. Kelly says, hey, do you have $28? I'm like, what do you need $28 for? And she needed a very specific amount of cash for some reason. So I said, I don't know. So I went and I had two 20s. I said, here's $40. And I gave it to her. And then she set it on the edge of the couch because she's trying to get a million other things together. And so then, like, I got the boys in the car and I'm waiting for her to come outside. And she said, hey, what did you do with that other $20? I said, I didn't do anything with the other $20. I gave it to you. I gave you $40. She says, yeah, I set it on the couch. I said, yeah, I saw it. And she said, well, like, only 20's there now. And I said, well, and she said, well, just don't worry about it. We'll figure it out later. And I was like, no, let's figure it out now. Like, it's either somebody grabbed it or it fell off the couch. So I'll go look right now. And if it's not under the couch or in the cushions, then that means
one of the little princes grabbed it, yeah.
So before I even got out of the car, I looked at both my guys, and I said, did one of you grab the $20? No.
They literally denied it.
No, neither one of you grabbed the $20, because I'm about to have to go look for it, and if you've got it, we could just save some time here. No, sir. Okay, go inside, look under the couch, around the couch. No, can't find it anywhere. I come outside, and I'm like, one of them has it. But neither will admit to it. But one of them, I won't incriminate him, but one of them is noticeably carrying his wallet. Okay?
And he literally just flat out denied it?
Oh, it's wild. It's wild. Oliver told me one time. I said, I said, listen, if you're going to play with all these wiffle balls out in the yard, you've got to go pick them up. You can't just leave them out in the yard. You've got to pick them up when you're done. He said, I didn't leave them out in the yard. I said, Oliver, come on. You're the only person who would have left them out in the yard. And you know what he said? He looked right at me and he said, you don't have any evidence of that.
Okay, let me ask. Do you think lying is 100%, right?
What? You broke up. I'm sorry.
I don't know why. Do you think lying is part of the human condition?
I think we will all lie for different reasons. Yeah.
Did you see the congressperson?
Oh yeah, that was wild. But look, okay, let me get back to this, then we'll get to that because I saw you. I noticed one of the boys got their wallet, and I said, "How much money do you have in that wallet?" He said, $6. That's all I have is $6. I said, let me see the wallet. And he wouldn't let go of that wallet. I opened it up. It's $26. He's got the $20 bill in his wallet. And here's the thing. What is he going to do with it? We're not going to the store. What is he going to do with it? But he still just took it.
But what did he also think he was going to get away with it? He's not like, what's her name, who's up in Vermont or wherever, still hasn't been caught as best I can tell.
Right? I looked today. She's still on the run. I looked.
Like he, there was no good ending here for him. Like, there was no chance he was going to get away with his caper.
But you have to understand, we were on the verge of just forgetting about it. I think our kids know that there's a decent...
Okay, yeah, no, I totally get it, that you could think I could slip that money into my wallet, and they'll just forget about it. But then once they, you haven't forgotten about it, and you say, hey, I'm going to go in and look for it, at that point, don't you fess up?
Well...
At that point, it was not going to go well for whichever lad it was.
Okay, well, how about this one? So on the back, I apologize. I love my kids. They're awesome. These are just, but these are true stories. So we have a TV in the backyard, on the back porch, right? Because, like, I'm cooking on the grill. I want to watch a Mets game. We got a TV back there. And there's, I go out there the other day, start the grill, big scratch on the TV. It looks like somebody took a screwdriver and just scraped the television. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's what it looks like happened. So I know exactly who I need to talk to. I go inside. I sit these guys down. I said, come out. You got to come outside. You got to look at this TV. Look at that. Who did this? I'm assuming one of you did this. Oh, no, but nobody did it. They couldn't. And they're pretty good. They stick together. You know, they stick together. I said, they need one of them. I said, listen.
Snitches.
I said, yeah, they're not snitching on each other. And I said, listen, somebody did this, and I know it wasn't me, and I'm certain it wasn't your mom, and I'm certain it wasn't your older brother, and that really only leaves you guys or the lawn people, and I don't have any reason to think they would have done it. Oh, no. And I said, listen, if you do not tell me the truth, you're going to be in trouble. I'm tired of this. Somebody's got to tell the truth about this. If you don't tell me the truth, you're going to be in trouble. And Louie looked right at me and said, are we going to be in trouble if we do tell the truth? And I was like, well, what is the truth? But he wanted like a, he wanted a deal.
He wanted to negotiate his plea agreement.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. I've seen The Wire. You know, I mean, what are you talking about? Those stooges there. Come on, man. And that's one where, in fact, unlike the $20 bill where there is evidence in his wallet, there was no prayer he was going to get away with that. You had no evidence of who did the TV.
No, still to this day, no evidence. Like this was like 3 days ago. They still haven't admitted to anything. Like, but I feel like if I would have told them, hey, guys, I hated that TV anyway. Nobody's in trouble. Just tell me the truth. If you don't tell me the truth, you're in trouble. Tell me the truth and it's cool. I think they would have said, oh, yeah, I accidentally bumped into it and scratched it with a something, right? I think they would have.
That one seems more reasonable to me, honestly. The Congress one seems less reasonable to me. Tell people about this congressperson.
So he was asked, he's on one of these, you know, news networks, and I guess they're talking about the January 6th committee, and, you know, it's all these subpoenas, and you have to, you know, testify under oath. And the guy was lamenting the idea that we've really got a tilted justice system now, because if you're a Republican, you can't lie to the FBI.
He said you can't even lie to the Congress. And you can't. He said can't even lie to Congress. You can't even lie to the FBI. What the hell is what is the world coming to? You can't even lie to Congress. You can't even lie to the FBI.
Like he said that on TV. Like
he literally said that on TV.
He's frustrated that there are now consequences if you lie
what
to Congress
kind of
or the FBI.
What kind of world do we live in where you can't lie to the FBI? What kind of world do we live in? One where your kids, it seems like, well, no, your kids were great. I saw they were fishing the other day, too.
Oh,
are
yeah.
Are you a fisher person?
No, but I've never been hunting, ever. But I like did
really?
Fish. Never. But I did fish when I was a kid because my grandparents lived near a lake. And we would often go fish, and I always enjoyed it. Like, I never, you know, I'm not a bass master or anything like that. But I always, like, I kind of like the idea of sitting in a boat or sitting on the side of a
right.
pond. And, you know, we met this couple, the really sweet couple. We were going to New York as a family a few for Easter. And we got on the plane, and strategically, our seats were not next to each other. So it was like Kelly and Kelly and Oliver sit, you know, in these seats, and then, like, me and Louie are behind them or two seats behind them. because you know, we're just trying to make it as right. we know what we're dealing with, so we try to make it as good as we can. And as soon as like we get up in the air, you know, the seatbelt buckles, the seatbelt lights are off. A really nice lady comes up, you know, walks up the aisle, and she says, "Hey, I just wanted to introduce myself. Her name's Cecilia." And she said, "You know, I listen to the show every day, and I heard you talking about you were taking the family to New York, and I was wondering if you were going to be on this plane, and just wanted to say hello." And she couldn't have been sweeter, right? And so then we land, and we're at baggage claim, and they're waiting on their bags. We're waiting on their bags. Her husband's Don. And, you know, I meet Don, and then I introduce them to Kelly and the boys. And, you know, we're waiting for bags for 15, 20 minutes, and so we're hanging out with them for 15, 20 minutes. So then we're coming back few days later and go in the Delta Sky Club at LaGuardia. There's Don and Cecilia. So we end up sitting down with them for like an hour, eating food, talking, whatever. And they just were the nicest people in the world. And they really liked Louie and Oliver. And it turns out like they have a lot of land and they have ponds and chickens and horses and everything. And so like, it's now our home away from home. Like, the kids just want to go fishing. We go to Don and Cecilia's and go fishing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And can you do it all? Like, can you, like, you can, like, could you, you can, well, I mean, what are you fishing with?
Crickets. Worm? Yeah, good crickets.
Crickets.
Yeah.
And you could put a cricket on a hook.
Sure. I mean, I don't think I might not be the best at it, but I have, like, here's the truth. First time
Could you, if you had to figure out how to fish with, like, a bobber and a, you know, whatever, you know how to do that?
Well, the kids like using a cane pole. It's just a cane pole with
a cricket on it.
Yeah, yeah, and like
what are you catching?
Like little bitty bass, and that's the other thing that makes it fun for the little guys is because it's just a pond filled with fish. You know, it's like almost impossible not to catch a fish within minutes. Like the other day, we went last Saturday. Like I flew home from New York, landed. Was going to watch the Champions League final, and it was like, nope, we're going fishing. So next thing you know, we're fishing in the afternoon. And that day it was bad because Louie caught the first five fish, and Oliver had caught in zero, and it was starting to become a problem. I was like, we really need Oliver to catch one. So he finally did whatever. But then, like, the next day they went back, and I was like, Kelly, we cannot do this 2 days in a row. First off, like, we're starting to infringe on people. And she was like, no, but they said come anytime. I said, Kelly, imagine if some people came over to our house. We kind of know them, you know, but they're not, we like them.
They're
swimming.
They're using the pool.
That's exactly right. I said, imagine some people come over to the house and they're swimming and they have a good time and you enjoy them. And then you just sort of, you know, casually say, hey, because she says stuff like this all the time, you can come anytime you want. And then they came back tomorrow. you'd be like, all right, enough's enough. Right? Except I don't think Don and Cecilia think that way, but it made me feel that way. So I was like, I said, I'm not going back over there again today. That's too soon. And I thought that would shut the whole thing down. They just went without me. but Oliver caught 13 fish the next day, right? So like it's fun for the kids because it's not really that challenging. They can just keep catching over and over and over again. So anyway, I don't know what we were talking about, but that's that story. Oh, my kids. Yeah, they're not always throwing tantrums. Sometimes they're catching fish.
Yeah, that's good to see. Good to see. Wholesome. Very wholesome.
All right, I got one for you.
Yeah.
I saw this video. It was being passed around on TikTok. Not TikTok, because I don't even look at that, but Instagram and Twitter. It was on social media. So there's this young guy and young girl. I mean, like, you know, they're in their 20s. Let's put them in their 20s.
Yep.
And they're Yankees fans. It's outside Yankee Stadium.
I saw this. This is the worst.
Okay.
Tell the people. This
okay.
is just the worst.
Bennett, have you seen this?
This is so bad. This is the worst.
Okay. So the guy with the mic who's interviewing people outside the stadium, he said, like, if the Yankees could win the World Series, like, if this is what it took for the Yankees to win the World Series, would you do it? Would you give each other a hall pass? And the girl immediately was like, absolutely.
And a hall pass, of course, means, you know, you have a free shot to go sleep with someone. If,
yeah.
For those who aren't familiar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. You go sleep with somebody and it's all good.
Relationship,
it's all
right?
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the girl's like, absolutely. And the guy was like, yeah, sure. If it means the Yankees win a championship, sure. And so the guy then looks at the girl and says, so who would you use your hall pass on?
The interviewer says that. Yeah.
Yeah. The interviewer says who? And then her boyfriend is standing right there. And the interviewer looks at the girl and says, who would you use your hall pass on? And I guess you're like thinking, well, she'll say, you know, Harry Styles, right? Because your girlfriend's not going to bang Harry Styles, so unless of course
some famous person, that's the whole nature of the game. That's
unless of course you're Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
If you're Ted Lasso, you really might lose your girl to Harry Styles. But short of that, probably not. So you know, you like in a perfect world, your girlfriend says Harry Styles, and you say I don't know Halsey, and then it's over with, right? And I'm never meeting Halsey, and you're never meeting Harry Styles, so like whatever, that's the game. So this dude looks at this girl and says, so if you had a hall pass, who would you use the hall pass on? And she said, without hesitation, my ex-boyfriend.
And then the dude goes, I would pick you.
Because he was stunned and didn't know what to do.
Yeah. You pick? And he's like, you? I'd pick you. And then that's pathetic. But then it gets even worse. Because then, and you're sort of thinking, okay, as you're analyzing this, this is unfolding, you're thinking, why is she picking the ex-boyfriend? Is it because she like wishes she were still with the ex-boyfriend, or is it or some other reason? And I was suspecting this other reason, and the boyfriend has walked off now, and the interviewer says to the woman, to the young woman, okay, tell me why your ex-boyfriend, really? And the woman says, because he was a good lover.
You never get that out of your head, do you?
You can't date her anymore.
Well,
you have to break up. You have to break up with her, or else you have to have an honest conversation about what's going wrong in the bedroom.
Well, you've just created real insecurities,
real friction.
Yes.
Oh no, it's devastating. The guy looked devastated.
He looked devastated. You know what it reminded me of? Like that we talked about. We just sort of randomly mentioned this movie earlier in the week when we were talking about Tom Cruise movies, Eyes Wide Shut. Like that's what happens in Eyes Wide Shut.
Is that what happens in Eyes Wide Shut?
Well, Tom Cruise is like very secure in his marriage, and he's very, you know, he's Tom Cruise, and he's very secure. And Nicole Kidman, who is actually playing his wife in the movie, at one point she's high, and she's like, "Well, do you remember when we were at this, you know, beach play, wherever they were on vacation?" He's like, "Yeah, sure." And she's like, "Do you remember this guy that walked in?" And he was like, "I don't know." And she's like, "There was a part of me that wanted to just disappear with him." And you're over there, so I'm paraphrasing here. I haven't seen the movie in 15 years, but it's like you're so sure of yourself and sure of us. But that's what I was thinking. Could I just leave all of this behind and leave with that guy? And it rocked their marriage because he had never
her saying that.
Just her saying that she didn't even do it, but her saying I thought about doing it rocked their marriage.
What happened? I never saw the movie. This is because all my references are older, of course. What happened in Indecent Proposal?
That was Robert Redford.
That was Demi Moore, wasn't it? Demi Moore.
Yeah, and I want to say Woody Harrelson. Was Woody Harrelson the husband?
I don't know. And who was the dude she could sleep with?
It was, okay, so this was, it was Woody Harrelson. Robert Redford was Robert Redford is this super wealthy older man. And however they get into this situation, he offers Demi Moore, and it's not some sort of secret. It's like I'm
going to pay you this money, and you're gonna go on a trip with me.
Yeah, it's like $1 million, and you're gonna go on a trip with me, and you know, but with your husband's blessing. So Woody Harrelson, you know, they're struggling with this for the same reasons you know a lot of couples might, particularly couples that live paycheck to paycheck. Like, hey, it's $1 million for one night. Like, who cares? Let's just we can pay off our house. And so they ultimately agree to do it. I don't really remember how the movie ends, but it just sets in motion all of these insecurities, and it just really, it wrecks their marriage in ways they didn't anticipate it wrecking, because you can't get these things out of your head.
Okay, let me ask you this. Back to our original couple, mm-hmm. Okay? Is the worst part, I think they're doomed. I really think they're doomed.
Well, here's why they're doomed, because that is now.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Everybody's seen it. Yeah,
that's what I was going to ask. Is the worst part that she said it, and they would have to get over it? Let's say the guy decided, I'm never going to air it. You know, this is too awful. I'm not going to air this. But they still knew. He still knew she said it. All of that. Would then it have been doomed, or is it only doomed because now here I am sitting out at Shelby Farms, and you asked me about this random video, and I've seen it, and you've seen it, and Bennett's seen it, and that means literally 70 million people have seen it. Why is it? Why are they doomed? For both reasons, or just for the second?
I think for both. I think it's problematic, even if nobody ever sees it, because you heard it, and it's like then you can't stop. So I always thought you didn't want to be with your ex-boyfriend. Why did you say what you said? Are you not happy? Like, you just can't get that stuff out of your head, or at least it's a problem. You really have to work through it. But when you add 70 million people have seen it, including everybody you know, then you think they're goofing on you, even if they're not. It just puts a lot of – you got to be a really confident
– No, I feel bad for that guy.
I do, too. I do, too.
Because like, you didn't used to be any vehicle by which you could be humiliated that quickly in front of so many, you know?
Right, because, like, in fairness, I don't think that's the only woman who probably fantasizes on level about an ex.
No, I'd love to have one more roll in the hay with Bob, you know?
Right, exactly, right. But
I bet a lot of women would like to have one more roll in the hay with Bob.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, but you don't hear it, so you don't think about it. But once you hear it, like, Bennett, what if your wife
if they had a free pass for one ex-boyfriend, of all the ex-boyfriends they'd had, would kind of like the idea of that?
I think a decent percentage.
They may not say it so quickly.
Yeah. Or enthusiastically.
Think about it.
No, yeah, look, it was clearly, like, she knew exactly who she was going for.
That was quick, yeah. Like,
if you would have asked me the same question, like, hey, if you could have a hall pass, who would it be on? I'd be like, I don't know, let me. She knew exactly where she was going with her hall pass. And so I think that's she's not the only woman who feels that way, but there's a difference between wondering if your girlfriend is still into her ex and hearing her actually say it. There's a difference between those two things.
Do you think she'll get back together with her ex-boyfriend? It depends who broke up with who, honestly. What his situation is.
I'm assuming he broke up with her. Because she seemed happy. She's ready to go back.
This is the worst. This is the worst.
It's
an awful story.
It's a tough spot for that guy. I got a buddy of mine just texted me, said him and his wife were playing the hall pass game. And it was like, you know, you asked the wife who would be your hall pass, and she says Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever. That's where you're assuming this thing goes,
yeah,
right?
That's what you're supposed to say, right? Yeah.
Said the guy. Said my secretary, Sherry.
Oh, that's bad too.
You cannot do that under any
no.
circumstances. Said the wife was like furious. It was like a big problem. Because that would be a big problem.
That would be a big problem. Well,
hey baby, I'm off to work. I'm off to work with Sherry today. Like, it's just a tough spot.
I mean, your friend did not think that through. Like, with all due respect, you know, you don't say that.
Yeah, you cannot say
Sherry.
That. Right. Yeah, like if Sherry. Kelly said, who would be your hall pass? And I, like, name one of her friends. You can't do that. You know? I'm just going to stick with Halsey.
Or someone you work with on in New York, you know?
Oh, yeah, Jamie Erdahl.
Yeah, Jamie Erdahl. That would be the worst, right? You know?
Yeah, you can't do that. That's outrageous.
That.
No, you got to be smarter. If you're going to play the hall pass game, you got to be smart about it.
Okay.
You got to name somebody you'll never actually see. Can't be talking about the girl you work with. It's just, I feel like that's common sense, right?
It feels like it should be common sense, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff Calkins. Good luck this weekend doing whatever you do.
That guy.
All right.
See you,
I'll see you. Bye-bye. It's a tough spot. Like, Bennett, what if you and your wife were playing the hall pass game, and you said, okay, who would be your hall pass? And she said, oh, my ex-boyfriend, the guy I dated before you.
I'd be pissed.
Beyond me,
I wouldn't have the same reaction as that dude. He, like, was, like, all giggly.
He was giggly because he didn't know what to do. He's on
his
camera.
His face turned red. He was upset.
He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But like that, you don't want to hear that. Even if it's true, you don't want to hear it.
Right.
You know? It's a tough spot for that guy. NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel has given new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same-game parlay. Even if your favorite team isn't in the finals, you can make it fun. Take the Celtics on the money line, Jason Tatum's over point total. Take the Warriors under. That would be a same-game parlay. Just make sure when you sign up, with promo code Gary. That's Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals
is cashing in on all the action. So join today with promo code Gary and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Make every game feel like Game 7 with FanDuel Sportsbook. As FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster, we just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone.
Yo, now, back to the Gary Bryan Show on 99 FM ESPN.
Nice house, if you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out.
Remember how earlier I said it seemed wild that Deshaun Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden, would go on radio this morning in Houston and explain to the audience, you know, happy endings are not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
He has released a statement.
Oh, of course.
It reads this way. Deshaun Watson did nothing wrong, and his two grand juries have made clear Deshaun did nothing illegal. Deshaun has always acknowledged consensual sexual activity with three of the plaintiff's massage therapists after massages, and Deshaun has repeatedly sworn under oath that he did not force any of his accusers to have sexual contact. On a Houston radio show earlier today, I mentioned that a massage that has a happy ending is not illegal, meaning it is not illegal for someone to have consensual sex with a therapist after a massage unless the sex is for pay. Deshaun did not pay anyone for sex. I was using the term hypothetically, not describing Deshaun's case. I have reiterated to others it's not okay to do anything that a woman does not agree to do. These women have alleged assault in their pleadings. I was speaking in a hypothetical situation. If there is a consensual sexual encounter after massage, that is not a crime nor the basis for a civil lawsuit. But I was not talking about what Deshaun did or did not do or expected or did not expect.
Wow.
But he should have just stayed off the radio, you know?
Probably so. Yeah.
It took me 7 seconds after reading his initial comments to know.
Not going to go over.
It wasn't going to work out for him. But, you know, he released a statement to try to clarify. The NBA Finals, they are here. Game one was last night. Your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the finals, FanDuel has given new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. You can bet the money line, point spreads, player props, whatever you want. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with the same game parlay. Even if your favorite team isn't in the finals, you can still make it fun. You could take the Warriors on a money line. You could take the Warriors minus the points. Take Steph Curry's over point total. That would all make a same game parlay. Just make sure when you sign up, you use promo code Gary. That's Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on all the action. So join today with promo code Gary and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Make every game feel like Game 7. FanDuel Sportsbook, it's official partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The best sports book in Vegas is finally open in Tennessee. That's right. Superbook Sports is now ready for business in the Volunteer State. So bring the top-rated sportsbook in Vegas to the palm of your hand by downloading the Superbook Sports Tennessee app now. Superbook has a direct line to Las Vegas odds makers and the best odds around. So Tennessee, get in the game. Download the Superbook Sports app and visit superbook.com to place your wager now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
DQ presents the sound of an all-star summer lineup. Leading off, the promising rookie, new Oreo Dirt Pie. On deck, the fan favorite Girl Scout Thin Mints. Summer standouts, drumstick with peanuts and cotton candy. And batting cleanup, it's you. With your red spoon and six summer blizzard flavors, official treat of MLB. All part of the new DQ All-Star Summer Blizzard lineup. DQ, happy tastes good.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Uncle, what's happening? Hey, my man, look at you, juggling kids and the grill. Why don't you come over here and sit back and unwind?
What you got for me?
Oh, you know I brought my man, Paul Masson Brandy, to the party.
Good old Paul Masson.
You know Paul Masson Brandy tastes smooth because it's aged in oak.
Paul Masson, man, this brings back some good memories. Cheers, Uncle.
Paul Masson Brandy. Cheers to you.
Sazerac Company, Louisville, Kentucky. Paul Masson Brandy with natural flavors. 40% alcohol by volume. Please drink responsibly.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S.
Y'all feel like that?
Your plane's missing a shift. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one.
When
God
disaster strikes, you know who to call. I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But don't just call them because they are the largest. Call them because they're the best, absolute best at solving problems after a disaster. I hope you never have a disaster, but if you end up with water damage or fire damage or smoke damage or mold damage caused by a storm, understand Service Master by Cornerstone. They can help you. The motto is, we don't pray for disasters. We just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. It's locally owned and locally operated. Service Master by Cornerstone. 901-624-9200 is the number. 624-9200. They're available 24/7 on the web. smcornerstone.com. That's smcornerstone.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. We mostly focused, at least in the first hour, on game one of the NBA Finals. Boston Celtics came from 12 points down in the fourth to win by 12. First ever team to trail by double digits, entering the fourth quarter, and win the game by double digits. So they got a 1-0 series lead in this best-of-seven series. Game two's tomorrow night at the Chase Center.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, flatter me. It's Mets-Dodgers. Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles, California. Mets trying to bounce back from a 2-0 loss last night. It is Chris Bassitt, former AL All-Star, on the mound for the Mets. Tyler Anderson pitching for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are minus 155, totals 8. What you think?
Let's go Mets bounce back.
Mets bounce back.
Yeah.
Give me that plus money.
Yeah, Mets bounce back.
Give me the plus money. First pitch, 9:10 Central.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watzkoff.
We got a brand new Dateline NBC. 1 hour special starts at 9 o'clock.
All right.
I don't know why this one only 1 hour.
I know. You got me excited, and now I'm like, oh, whoa.
We're pretty quiet. It's a wild story.
Okay, let's go.
I previewed it. We'll preview it, and I wrote this, and then we'll spoil it.
Sounds good.
AJ Hadsell was an 18-year-old college student at Longwood University. Pretty young woman. Smart, focused. She was doing well in school, cruising along. And when spring break arrived, she decided to come back home to Norfolk, Virginia, to see her mother, younger sisters, and the stepfather who had adopted her. Once AJ arrived home, though, she noticed that her mom and stepdad weren't getting along so well. Her stepfather, Wesley Hadsell, he was addicted to heroin. His behavior was erratic. Things got so bad that AJ's mother actually kicked Wesley out of the home, so things weren't going well for the Hadsells. And then, out of the blue, AJ went missing. Nobody could reach her. Nobody could find her. For 5 weeks, nothing. But then one day, her body was found partially buried in a drainage ditch behind an abandoned house. Oddly, the official cause of death, acute heroin poisoning. But this didn't look like an overdose or suicide, because AJ didn't even use drugs, especially not heroin. And who overdoses half-naked, partially buried in a ditch? No, no, no. This didn't seem like an accident. This seemed like a murder. But who would want to hurt AJ, and why? That's tonight on Dateline.
Okay, I don't think it's Keith, because we got Keith actually last week in like this follow-up story.
You know how this works. Keith doesn't want to do Fridays.
No. So no, who we got?
Andrea Canning.
Yeah, that's, we
good.
Like Andrea. She's,
I like her.
She's cool. She's cool.
All right.
I mean, I don't know what else to think other than Wesley did not like AJ's attitude when she returned home, and so he injected her with a bunch of heroin and killed her.
Wesley killed her.
Yeah.
So the stepdad's an addict.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the prosecution claimed. AJ was at home, listening to music, doing laundry, home for spring break.
Mm-hmm.
All good. Her stepdad, and this ain't just some random guy her mom just married. This man raised her.
Yeah, right.
Adopted her.
Yeah.
They believe that he abducted her. He was so out of his mind and so trying to get back at the mom who had kicked him out of his house. They believe he abducted her, abused her, and killed her by forcing large amounts of heroin down her throat.
Jeez.
So the stepdad had been staying in a hotel. Police found heroin in that room. Then they searched his work van. They got a warrant to search his work van. They found a shovel and duct tape in the van. That's never good.
No.
And a hairband between the seats. Like, dude, get the shovel and duct tape out of your van.
Jeez.
Have you never watched One Dateline?
Stay off the dog food, kids.
The van had a GPS system. Cops looked at that. That's how they found the abandoned house. The van had been at the abandoned house where the body is buried.
Moron.
Surveillance footage at convenience stores in the area also put the stepdad in the area. He had no reason to be in that area, but he's in that area. Also, AJ's cell phone and the stepdad's cell phone pinging at the exact same location the day after she went missing.
That'll do it.
He was convicted of first-degree murder. The jury deliberated. You ready for this? 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It took nothing. He's now doing life in prison plus 15 years.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Matt Norlander, my colleague, CBS Sports. If you're looking for guys who might be available at 22 or 29 in the NBA draft, he had a nice profile on E.J. Liddell, former Ohio State star. So if you haven't seen that yet, check it out, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap next week?
Oh, man, who knows? Think we'll find Caitlin Armstrong by next week?
I wouldn't bet on it.
I'm not betting on it anymore.
No. I think this is looking like she might have escaped. Like, I mean, if they hadn't found her by now, dude.
How have they not found her by now?
Like, they found Brian Laundrie's body quicker than they found this girl.
This girl's something else. We'll get you updated on that. Keep talking about the NBA Finals. It'll be a fun week. Enjoy your weekend. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.